You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. For this segment, two guests, two voices. Louise Story, of course, familiar voice, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning.
Good morning.
We also want to welcome David Lefkowitz, who's a listener on WNYC, who writes on the economy under the pseudonym Dr. Goose. And we should point out, you're not an economic analyst per se. Is that right, David?
That is correct.
All right, great. Just sit tight for a second. I got a couple of headlines to go over with Louise Story here. Louise, first of all, you wanted to talk about some numbers that really come out this week on poverty in advance of an important UN summit on poverty, which takes place next week. First of all, how important are these income numbers? Because we've seen during this recession that the incomes of Americans have really been shuffled in this economic downturn.
That's right. You know, this morning, the census is going to come out with the poverty figures for 2009. So, you know, these are older figures, but it's an important touch point because economists are expecting it to jump to 15% of the population.
Oh, wow.
And this would be the biggest one-year jump in four decades. And what it speaks us to is what we already know, is that people don't have jobs, people are struggling under massive debt. The cutoff for this year will be to be in the poverty level for one person making under $10,830 a year, family of two under $22,000 a year.
And the underscore here is we spend day after day after day, and in Washington they spend every minute of their waking hours talking about this 3% above $250,000 a year,
yeah.
And this 15% in the poverty range that the Census Bureau will report is not even a part of the debate.
This is really the group that's struggling. And in fact, when you look globally, the IMF was speaking this week about how globally the figure is up over 200 million people who are unemployed. And a lot of global economists are warning that if governments don't start paying attention to this part of the spectrum and doing policies to help them, we may have a real lost, long, painful generation of people who just struggle without end.
A lost generation. There's
right.
A macroeconomic statistic right there. Let's talk for a moment. You spent a lot of time last year and this year down in Washington talking about the financial regulation reform packages as they moved through the House and the Senate. One of the features of financial regulation is the Consumer Protection Bureau that the president has created. Now suddenly Elizabeth Warren, who was on the oversight committee for the TARP to see how that was spent and who's been on this program many times, is going to be named to head that Consumer Protection Bureau. Is this a be careful what you wish for kind of issue, or is she absolutely perfect for this job?
Well, you know, she thought of the idea. She wrote an article several years ago proposing a bureau that watched out for consumers. And so certainly this is a job she has wanted. To a lot of people, it makes sense to put the person who dreamt it up in charge of setting it up. But, you know, the administration's only temporarily appointing her. And so it's unclear, you know, if the person who's appointed after her will follow her lead.
Well, let's listen to this Harvard Law professor lecturing all of us, see how she's going to do in Washington. Listen.
The problem we have to remember is one that's structural. At the government level, we've got seven agencies, all of whom own a piece of consumer financial protection. So nobody really gets the job done. We have this bloated, ineffective bureaucracy, not responsible to anyone, easy to get captured by the banks. What the agency would do is it would come with a pair of scissors. It cuts all that stuff out of the other seven agencies, slims them down, and then gives it aim and responsibility.
Briefly, Louise, does she come with a pair of scissors based on how she's being appointed here?
Well, you know, she does get a lot of power. She'll be setting up the staff. She'll be setting up a lot of the policies, putting in the regulations, you know, and the thing to watch for is what does she do going forward to try to keep it so that we don't all get trapped in kind of the bad debt policies that trap so many people leading into the financial crisis.
Thinking about poetry at all this week, Louise?
I've really enjoyed the haikus on your website.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.